From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is spending the night in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, after a day of meetings there with King Abdullah. Tomorrow, the president heads to Cairo for the most important speech of his trip. NPR's Don Garnier reports.
The speech will be delivered before an invited audience at Cairo University, but the real audience is the 1.5 billion Muslims around the world. It's a recognition of how the U.S. image among Muslims has suffered since the Iraq War, White House advisor David Axelrod.
There's been a breach, an undeniable breach, between America and the Islamic world, and that breach has been years in the making. It's not going to be reversed with one speech.
White House aides say the goal is to bring a positive, constructive tone to the dialogue. The Cairo speech will be translated into 13 languages and posted on the Internet in both video and text forms and on social networking sites. Don Garnier with the president in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
The White House is responding to the release of a new audio recording attributed to al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, saying the timing appears to be designed to shift attention away from the president's trip to the Mideast. Bin Laden accuses the president of planting the seeds of, quote, revenge and hatred toward the U.S. and the Muslim world, and he warned Americans to prepare for consequences. Bin Laden's remarks were aired today by Al Jazeera Television. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke warned members of the House Budget Committee today Congress and the White House need to formulate a plan to rein in huge budget deficits once the recession is over. More from NPR's John Itzty.
With budget deficits predicted to average well over $1 trillion for the next 3 years, Bernanke pointed out that the government debt will jump from 40% of the economy's annual output to more than 70% by 2011. He warned that a continued rise is unsustainable.
At some point, you'll hit a point where you'll have to have both very draconian cuts and very large tax increases, which is not something we want. So in order to avoid that outcome down the road, we need to begin now to plan how we're going to get the fiscal situation into a better balance.
Bernanke repeated the Fed's view that the economy is stabilizing and should turn up later this year. He cautioned that growth would likely be slow, so that unemployment is likely to rise well into next year. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Orders to the nation's factories picked up a bit in April. The Commerce Department says factory orders rose 0.7%, however, the government sharply revised down the March number, indicating a 1.9% drop in orders that shows the nation's manufacturing sector remains under intense pressure. U.S. manufacturers have been suffering through the longest recession since World War II. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 65 points to close at 8,675. The NASDAQ lost 10 points. The S&P 500 fell 12 points today. This is NPR. A federal judge today tossed out dozens of lawsuits filed against the nation's telecommunications companies in connection with so-called warrantless wiretapping they allegedly carried out on behalf of the U.S. government. NPR's Martin Costi says the dismissal was widely anticipated.
The decision was based on the fact that Congress gave the telecom companies retroactive immunity for whatever they may have done illegally in their cooperation with the Bush administration's wiretapping program. So that was pretty expected because Congress had granted them that immunity.
NPR's Martin Costi, former President Bush signed a measure into law that would include immunity from lawsuits for telecom companies if they receive presidential orders telling them wiretaps are needed to help detect or prevent a terror attack. The warrantless surveillance program was put in effect after September 11th. Small particles in the air increase the risk of death from heart attack more than previously thought. That's according to a new study. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Several studies over the years have found that people who live in places with more soot in the air are more likely to die of heart attacks. The findings have been used to create new federal limits for pollution, like diesel exhaust and particles from coal plants. But they've also been controversial. The effect is small, so it's hard to measure. But because so many people are exposed, even a small risk can mean a lot of excess deaths. A nonprofit called the Health Effects Institute in Boston has now reanalyzed the biggest of those controversial studies. The institute concludes that those previous results are valid, and in fact, the health effects of soot appear to be bigger than previously measured. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Crude oil futures took a breather today. The price of crude for July dropped $2.43 a barrel today to end the session at $66.12 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.